Hey y'all, welcome back to another GTS review. It's Jazz 40 Ounce Connoisseur and...
It's Cat Daddy, y'all. What's poppin'?
Yes. Okay.
All right. I felt that.
That was good.
I don't know what that was
about. I liked it. I don't know.
It's hey, fine. How y'all doing? I hope all is well.
Hey y'all.
You know.
Well,
Yep, that's
We're in hell. But, you know, hey, we're here to review Swamp Shark. So this is a movie that we got on this DVD called Shark Bait, and it has these six shark films, and then it also has like a crocodile film.
And it was recommended to us by the good folks over at I Hope You Sup Your podcast. I don't know if my tongue did a thing because I said it, but my mouth was doing a thing. I Hope You Suffer podcast. We love them. Yes. So we did a show with them. And which was a really good fucking time.
Yes.
They're hilarious. And Louise discussed, was it Zombie Shark?
Oh, yeah. Which is on this DVD set.
And they told us they recommended what it was. And I decided to buy it day of. So if you've listened to that, hey, welcome. We're here.
We're here.
If you have not listened to that, go over there and listen to that shit. They're really cool. But now we're here.
Yeah.
And now I own it. And we saw Swamp Shark.
Yeah, I feel like I've watched it like three times at this point. And, you know,
it came out in 2011. If you don't happen to have this DVD, and you're probably thinking, girl, what the fuck is a Swamp Shark? Okay, so listen, it's like a movie that you can check out for free on Tubi. But outside of being a movie, think of like, basically, it's a movie that you would find on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yes, absolutely.
I feel like this probably did play on the Sci-Fi Channel.
It might have, but it would have. It would have fit right the fuck on in. So, if you would watch a sci-fi shark movie, then this is your bag. This is your girl. Mm-hmm. Check this movie out. But if you're, like, looking for a good shark movie, this is not really gonna be... It's a good time, kind of. I mean, I like Zombie Shark better.
Zombie Shark was better.
Yeah, Zombie Shark was better, and we've watched another one of the movies. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know how I feel. I have to watch it again to compare the two. There were some parts in here where I chuckled for Swamp Shark. I liked it. I had a good time. It was okay.
I had a couple parts where I held my nose. Okay. You know, just because I was noticing a pattern. But there are some familiar faces in this movie. You have Christy Swanson, who plays like our lead Rachel. And you would know her from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie that came out in the 90s. I'm pretty sure she's done some other things, but that's where I would know her from. You got a couple other people. Their names are sliding all across my face. Wade Boggs. Is that the deputy? Deputy Stanley. Is that the one that was with the face?
The sheriff. You talking about the evil face?
Oh, yes. So, Robert Davey. He's been in, like, everything. That's pretty much all I got. He's definitely a familiar face. But outside of that, you know...
You don't really know these
people. You got some day players.
Yeah.
Listen. Shout out to them, though, because they did their best, what I feel like, what they were given. And that's cool.
They did a job, you know, and it was
I was entertained, and they got my money somehow, some way. Someone got my money.
Listen, look. I think for free on Tubi, you should check it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's fun. Come on. Just have some drinks with your friends and check that out.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, I might watch it again. Not within the next, like, 5 months, because I've watched it, like, three times now. So, I need a break. But... if it's randomly on somewhere, I'm going to be like, wow, that's crazy. I'm going to hit play.
Yeah, or, you know, knowing me, I'd pop up and be like, you want to watch Swamp Shark?
And I might just be like, what? You know what?
All right. Got that shark DVD. Let's get it.
Let's watch something out there.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we do. So just letting y'all know from this point on, we're definitely going to spoil the shit. Basically, a general overview of the movie, spoiler free. This guy tries to trap this, like, exotic shark in, in this swamp. The shark, some people don't even believe the shark exists. Some people do believe the shark exists. excuse me, does exist, my apologies. And then some shit goes haywire. It's a lot of twists and turns. There's a lot of cool kills. The shark pulls up on everybody and beast they ass, as per usual. And, the characters we get introduced to, although there might be and may not be some familiar faces, you know, some people were trying their best. I think they pushed the storyline along. There were some things that made me cringe.
Okay. I believe that
it was just not a good look. Not like, oh, this is not a good look. It's just like, oh girl, this is not. But yeah, I'm not even gonna hold you. I fucking love sci-fi type movies from the Sci-Fi Channel.
They're fun.
Yeah, they're a really good time. If you could just throw like a BC list movie at me, not all the time, but you know, sometimes you could throw it at me and I can have a bomb, a shabamboo great time.
Hey! I threw my hands up and shook them like
I'm childish.
Celebrating. I am also childish. So
guess
what?
Spoiler alert! We are definitely spoiling everything from this point out. Thank you so much.
All right, so the movie starts. These people hanging out, partying. What's up? The police pull up on them, aggressive, and don't even get out of his flashing lights, which means get the fuck out of here, kids.
Fuck the police.
And the kids leave, and then this truck pull up. Aggressive, and the police is with them, and then it's clear that there's some shady shenanigans going on, because it's like, yeah, this thing in here killed my men, so it's some animal, and then the tank is jumping and thumping, and it pretty much knocks a loose, how strong you gotta be to knock a tank a loose and pull it, fuck all that, suspend your disbelief, and it rolls down, and the sheriff makes it out, but, you know, it rolls over some people and it falls into the swamp and there's a hole in it. So that means what? The shark is loose.
Whatever was in there got out.
Now, you know it's a shark because it's called swamp shark, though. That's all. Because, you know, I don't know why they say this thing. Like, we don't know what it is. Like,
they thought you would forget.
We saw the title.
They weren't really sure.
That's all right. They were probably like, there's shark in here.
That maybe it was something that affected the shark. You know, wow. I don't know. I was giving too much.
It was some special, ridiculous shark with a hard coating. And then you go to these people having fun, square dancing in this dancery. Okay, they're not square dancing, but they are.
They're jigging for real.
They're shaking it up. They're shaking it up. We're in the South. That like, they eating crawfish. Because they zoomed in on the crawfish. I was like, oh, we know you're in the bayou.
They definitely got the Zydeco music popping, so yeah, it's cool.
They was dancing around. And you were, we meet the main character who is she like the manager or the owner? She's the owner, right?
You know, I think they said what their roles were, but then at one point, all the characters started blending into the same role to me because they all kind of just say fuck their jobs. Like, collectively at one Rachel. Point. Yeah, Rachel by Christy Swanson.
Yeah, well, if she's the owner, she can say fuck. She can say this.
But
her
employees also were just like, but the job was still open, bro. So I really wasn't really knowing. Like,
they don't really show any more customers them. Like that.
I don't know.
Maybe they were afraid of the shark because, you know, some violence happens very quickly.
I mean, this restaurant kind of reminded me of Gatorland in Florida. Yeah, like, if you've ever been to Gatorland, you know what I'm talking about. But if you don't know what Gatorland is, it's now your time to go to the Google machine and look up Gatorland. And that was the vibes it gave me. Like, when they show what happens after the shark rolls into the swamp and then you get all like, oh, da, da, da. And then you're at the restaurant and this guy comes in, he's drunk.
You know, he just walks in, he gets on a microphone, starts, you know, yodeling, saying he's all this wilding. Stuff. You know, and then they try to, you know, escort him out, and then it gets, you know, he was resisting, and it's getting like, it turns into a scuffle. But this big man, he is Swamp Thing, they call him, I think his name's like Jason.
Jason.
Yeah, but he's huge.
Rachel's brother.
Yeah. It escorts him out and it's like, you know, grabbing him and sending him out. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. And they get out to the front of the building. He, you know, kind of throws him out. But the dude, like, hits him. Which, you know, he's very small. I don't hit him but so hard. Jason hits him and, like, almost knocks him out. And the cops are, like, right there. I don't know if they just pulled up. I don't know what happened. Everyone's, like, gathered around like it was an event. Like, wow, oh my God, look. Look what's going on. Jason hit Jackson. Oh my gosh.
Because this is a very small town, so I'm pretty sure everybody knows about their first name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his name, yeah. So the cops try to take away Jason immediately. I'm like, dang, wait a minute. Also, this man was out here turning, you know, jigging, dancery. I don't know. What is happening here?
A lot.
Are we going to ask any questions? Are we going to investigate just a little bit?
Too much. Go with it and fuck the police at the same time.
Yeah, no, defund the police. They're useless. Oh. He's a real criminal here anyway, so. Because they show you that up front. That's not even a spoiler. That is like the first 3 minutes of the movie. You see him and he looks like a villain anyway. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. They're in here dancing. It's a weird thing. Like, the cops come, they don't arrest him. The sheriff is like, he's flirting with Rachel, but I don't think she likes him. What is her boyfriend's name? She definitely leaves him mid-movie.
Is that Tyler?
Yes, I think so. It was Tyler.
Yeah.
He's a fucking douchebag. And,
you know, I expected one to exist in this film.
Yeah, he's all flirty. There were multiple. Listen, he was all flirty with girls. And then the dude was looking at her, who was a secret FBI, animal agent, whatever.
Girl.
And he was in there just drinking coffee all the time. And he was like, I don't like you looking at my girl like that. I don't, you know, whatever.
Disgusting.
And then he was like, I can have any girl I want. And she literally was like, turn around and kiss that dude right in the mouth. It was like, ha ha ha. And that went.
I've seen that movie. It was Grease 2.
Wow.
Well. Just saying. I don't know if they do that in any other movie. It was like, I could kiss the next guy that walked through that door. Stephanie Zanoni. And then Johnny's like, oh yeah, well be my guest when they're at the bowling alley. Mm-hmm. And then an old man, like as she turns around, the old man is like taking his hat off. And then she turns back, and it's Michael Carrington. And she kissed Michael Carrington in the mouth. And, ooh, Johnny was big mad because he was fine. Wow. And that's not my lane, but I'm just saying.
And Johnny was like, well, ha, 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 hello.
Ooh. What's that? Silence.
Can I buy you a milkshake or something?
Finito.
Oh, my God.
I'm out of control. Sorry, y'all.
Oh my God. But yeah, it shows Jackson drunk in the middle of the night doing whatever. And he ends up getting like eaten.
Shout out to like, I think they use like a blue filter on this camera. You know that I learned that trick on a Disney Channel back in the back. It's like, this is, you know how Disney Channel used to have like cuts in the shows and they show like behind the scenes movie magics when they used to have like the popping movies. And they were like, this is how we make it look like it's from daytime to nighttime. So ever since I seen that shit, I was like, oh, I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Blue screen.
Yes, they put like a little blue film shit over the camera and they're like, this now it's nighttime.
Is it?
Is that, it? Or they just use CGI? I don't know.
I don't know what's going on in here, but...
Well, they made it seem like he was in nighttime, and it definitely looked like they put the blue filter over the lens and was like, it's nighttime.
I believe it.
Okay.
I fully believe
it. I'm not upset with it. I'm just fucking with it. I believe it.
I think it was like around about... it was like 5 o'clock in the morning because... Okay. I don't know what he's pouring on the crocodiles. It looks like poison. I don't know. But his whiskey fall in there. He tried to get it. He gets it. So... once again, he see a shark fan and the shark bumps the pier, which, how big of a fucking shark and how strong do you have to be to bump the pier and shake it so hard that you knock this man? Now, yes, he was drunk and his balance may have been his unsteady gait and he may fall right into...
That tumble he took into the fucking swamp, like, it looked like he was diving into the swamp and I was crying. Like, in my chest. And then I was also like, damn, the first person that died was black.
Yeah, that kind of sucked.
Guess what? Next person that died was black, too.
Yeah, but you know what?
I was like, damn. He was a dickhead, though, but...
But also, first... Hey, all the crocodiles. Dang, wait a minute.
Yeah.
How you eat all the crocodiles?
The shark was wild.
How y'all even eating crocodiles? Like, I don't understand. And I also feel
like as a meal, or
if it's all these crocodiles, they gonna gang up on you. They're not. Gonna
I wonder
gang up
this croc.
Do they do that? I don't know. Somebody who is.
I wonder if crocodile tastes like alligator.
What? What? I don't, okay. All right.
I just... If you know the answer to this, you could hit us in the DMs, or you could just find me in the DMs, signed girl with a deep voice.
Oh my gosh. Oh man, that's funny. It's on my
nerves. Anyways, yeah. Yes, yeah, so the gentleman is now what? Deceased. And now the feds come back. Because they, you know, basically figure out he's missing and shit. They find a bloody ass hat. They're like, what the fuck is going on? What really happened here? Then his hand washes up ashore. Oh my God. The body part was so rubbery. I was so happy because I was like, yes, this is the type of shit I live for. Like, I live for this shit. So now they think that Jason killed the guy that he was in a, you know, engaging in fisticuffs with the day before. And that's really not what was going on. And the police definitely were, like, not trying to hear it. And they just automatically assumed he did that shit. And usually I just be like, whatever they say he did that shit. But this time, he did not do that shit. Like, it's a sharp nigga. Like, but nobody, like, this is a part where, like, these are the first couple people you see that don't believe that the shark. I mean, come on now. A shark in a fucking swamp, like, in the bayou. What? Well, by you, because I'm putting up air quotes, because... But, you know, they're doing their best.
Yeah, and they're just like, it wouldn't even be here. This is a buy-in. And the dude is like, well, actually, they can swim in fresh water, and you know what? Some of them are actually fresh water sharks. You know, they had to pull up with the well, actually.
Well, yeah, because, yeah.
But it doesn't matter because the fucking shark is here. And the sheriff is probably trying to cover it up because he knows that there's a shark in there. He knows some bullshit in that fucking water. And he's trying to get to it quietly. Without, they cannot say it's a shark.
No.
But do you think that Jason killed that dude and all the all the gators too? Like, does that make sense? No. It made no damn sense.
Then you have this whole other situation where you have the girl, Crystal. And she's, like, some sort of, like, friend kin to, you know, to Rachel. I forget.
Cause your sister, I think.
Okay, great. Because, girl. And she told her to stay put. Of course, she did not stay put. She went out and ran off to this little boat party that these older dudes had, like, invited her to. So she was trying to get cute with them, like, these college kids. Girl, big mistake. She got on that fucking boat. First of all, the dude that she was kind of fawning over before, he's abusive. Ooh. Big red flag. He threw her fucking phone in the river. He was talking big crazy to her. Because at this point, right now, news has gotten out that there's a shark in the swamp. And she's like, listen, like, I don't know why her dummy ass had to go to the party.
Yeah, she's very stupid.
She could just stay home.
Like, that. You didn't, I don't understand. He was like, yeah, come. Like, come to the party. I'm like, girl, what is he going to do? Make you? Is he going to come and bring you to here? And then Jason Big Ass is going to beat the shit out of him.
Absolutely.
You tell him, you tell that man, don't ever contact me again. Or if you do, my brother is going to come and snap you in fucking half. Now, shut up. And block me back. Like, that's it. Like, I don't understand why that wasn't her choice. But, hey, fuck it. She gets on that boat. And he immediately drives off. And now she's stuck. And he's an idiot. And he gets the boat stuck, too.
And
he's stupid. Because he's just... I just hate him so much. He was grabbing on her. Calling her baby. You know that feeling when somebody you don't like call you baby?
Just put a bad taste in my mouth.
Yes, it's like, that's not for you. You're getting real too close. You get a little.
You're getting real beside yourself right now. Yeah, and I don't know what you think you got going on, but this ain't it.
Take it down a notch.
This is not it.
No, thank you. Unless you are like from New Orleans or something, they just say baby.
No, right? Thank you.
But if you are not, you just said calling me baby, that's weird. He gets everyone stuck, and this other couple is also there, which...
It's just...
I don't really care about. Well, they're making out, and I don't like zoom ins of makeouts. That's
and that's before they all get stuck. Like, first of all, their whole dialogue. It's an interracial couple. The dialogue is very like, and then the way like the male partner is portrayed, and I'm just like, is this a stereotype? Yes, and I'm just like, and then on top of that. The whole situation, they're trying to have sex on the boat. And the girl's like, oh, understandably so. It's a lot of people around. I'm not really trying to have my pussy up on the Summer Jam screen. And he's like, girl, well, you know, he's like, it don't matter. Like, we could just be in here. She's like, no, I'm really not trying to. So they eventually go to another location. This motherfucker puts her on a fucking canoe boat. Rows her, like, 20 to 30 yards away from the bigger boat they were on, still in like plain eyesight in broad daylight, probably around noon because the sun was looking jah high. And talk about something, yeah, we could fuck on the boat. I was like, what? How do you even do that? Like, bitch, you about to die. I'm gonna also, like, what?
Her ass was like, if you asked her, is this okay? And her ass said, yeah.
It was not okay. And she was knew not it.
Okay, girl. Why do you... They can see you. They know you're going to have sex. I can see the boat in the frame, bro. Like, from behind y'all.
You was better off fucking on the boat.
Yeah, you was better off just telling them, don't bother us. We about to fuck. What was they gonna do?
Pretend they don't hear it.
Also, I want to talk about his Camry pulled out. That was just very weird. It just gave me college. I was like, I had a camera like that was pink. I know I did.
I had like a purple one. I had endless colors. I had like a lot of light.
Yes. Take a picture.
Then I had that Canon.
Good times. Back when people really had cameras. People, because the phone cameras were not.
You tell them how old we are.
They know already.
Oh. Surprise!
That's confetti.
What does that mean? Nothing. So fucking hilarious. I'm wilding.
But yeah, fuck these people. Everyone on that boat, really, except for the no, fuck her too, because she got on the boat. She's a fucking dumbass.
She could just stay in the restaurant. Yes, bitch.
And then our niggas got to rest their life to fucking save you. What the hell?
Soon as literally 30 minutes into you arriving to the scene, you thinking you about to be cute, you think you about to show up all the bitches. It's not that many people there, okay? And then you get there, the guy that you thought was popping is not. Then these niggas decide, oh, okay, they about to get eight. Terrible. And then they now like, just fuck it. We about to go into the middle of the ocean, in the middle of the swamp, just do all this stuff. Oh, they didn't even know their partner's dead. So there's that. Then they still decide, oh, we just about to go into the middle of the swamp. About to, you know, take it downstream, downriver. Then like a bunch of like, you know, greenery gets stuck on to their like, what is that? The pedals and the rotors and all kinds of other stuff and the motor. And they get stuck. Oh, no. But guess who's here to help them out? It's not Chrissy's sister. It's the Swamp Shark. They thinking they about to undo all the stuff. Nope. Swamp Shark eating all their friends. And then, girl, it's just, they, once some, the girl almost got, the other girl that was on the boat with her little boyfriend, who eventually, dies. She got the rope like kind of caught around her neck. Ooh, because the shitball guy was trying to swim back to the boat because he was the first person kind of trying to untangle the greenery and the shrubbery from the propellers.
Yeah.
And he was coming back and she's like, girl, you need to come on. So the guy's trying to hurry up and pull him up or whatever. The shark ate his ass and then had the rope in his mouth and kind of turned it like to the right or our right of the boat, which caught on old girl's neck and kind of like
choked
rope burned her neck. It was crazy. So she was already freaking out before that shit happened. And then she's just like completely hyperventilating, which I understand. It's a big ass shark in places where you didn't think a big ass shark would be. And now he's trying to beat your ass when actually all y'all had to do was listen to baby girl when she pulled up. And all baby girl had to do was keep her ass back in the building.
Or shit from the land. Don't go out there.
Girl, boo. Bye. Now she ain't got no fucking cell phone. They somewhere where they ain't got no service on their phone. Just embarrassing themselves.
Bringing shame to the family. Like, come on, dog. Mm-mm. Like, so now they're fucking stuck here. and it's just her, the girl, and the guy. And, you know, shark kind of eats him, too. He grabs his arm. It just pulls. You think it's going to bite his arm off, but instead it drags him into the water. Like,
shoot me.
Like, give like me a spaghetti noodle, like a pasta noodle. Damn.
Not pasta.
Listen.
I mean, I have legs like linguine. I believe
you. I was like, oh, my goodness. Now she's definitely about to freak out. Her boyfriend did, too.
Well, you know. Yeah, there's that.
Listen. I don't know why he would try to... He wasn't making good choices. He was sitting there reaching into the water like a dummy.
Yeah, they definitely brought all that shit on themselves, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
I'm going to fast forward because there is a lot of back and forth between, you know, them trying to, like, rescue... Getting rescued from the boat. From the larger boat, the teens, the youths. Mm-hmm. Well, the young adults.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's, you know, basically the sheriff finally believing that the swamp shark is real. And they finally capture the swamp shark. I'm crying because they chop this nigga up. But I feel like that's the only way you could do it. Like, I feel like you could have just shot him.
No.
Or shot them.
No.
No. That wouldn't have been enough.
Yeah, you gotta eviscerate it. You gotta eviscerate it.
Absolutely.
Like, that shark rape ate. How? Did it eat so many? Why?
I don't know. I think it wasn't even hungry.
I truly think it was bored. Like six alligators.
It just wanted to 15 dominate. 15
people. It only was spanned over like 2 days. It wasn't like this was over the span of a week or two. No. These sharks was out here. This shark was just out here eating everyone every chance it got. Like, I don't really understand what was happening here, but I guess it was territorial. Oh, it was territorial. They had a map. Mm-hmm. But there's some blood. There's some fun stuff. I would check it out.
I would check it out. I think it's a fun watch. Really quickly, did you have, like, a favorite kill?
Okay. So, I kind of really like the shark kill at the end because it's evisceration. It was like blood splatter and spray everywhere. But I also kind of enjoyed the black dude, the black cop that was like, I think his name was Coop or something like that. He was.
Oh, with the binoculars, yes.
Tom, the shark jumped out of the water and bit his head off.
I was cackling.
And his body falls in, and the body is just like, it was blood spilled.
I was laughing, but also for 2 seconds, I was like, damn near everybody that died was black. I couldn't help it, bro, because I was like, what's going on here?
You know.
What?
Hey, man.
You know, I'm just here. But I would recommend watching this movie. It was a good time. If you're not able to get the DVD set, because I'm not going to convince you to buy it, but also I'm saying that it says it comes with 6 movies, but actually it came with 7. So, and there's a download code. I don't really know these people personally, but there's some pretty shaky / great movies on here. And that's what a good time stands for.
Yes.
Questionability.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's getting weird again.
It's fun.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, no.
I'm crying. We're like looking at each other like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I also thought that was a fun scene when that fan boat pulled the fuck up. I was crying. There was a fan boat. I know. Random, right? Not random. They're on the bayou.
Oh.
You're like, what? It happened. You didn't catch it. You probably did. It's okay. But anyways, if you saw Swamp Shark, how did you think about it? Like, how did you think about it? What did you think about it? How did you feel about it? What were your thoughts? If you have not seen this and you were just like, I've managed to trudge my way through this entire shit with y'all and I still have some questions, feel free to hit us up on the email telegraph machine at grltspod@gmail.com. We also are on all the social medias for the most part that we could stand. So just look up the @ girl that's scurry, basically on the Twitter machines and Instagram because, we're also on Patreon.
Yeah. And Letterboxd.
Mm-hmm.
Pull up on all that fun stuff.
Same handle and everything. Kind of trying to keep it consistent. Yeah, but pull up, support your girls. Thank you so much for all the retweets, the shares, favorites, subscriptions. Tell everybody about it. Maybe tell your little cousin. Tell a friend. Check in with your mima, see how she doing. Yeah, figure out what episode she on.
Mimas who wear house coats.
Oh, yes.
Or mimas who know how to roll their hair with brown paper bags.
I was thinking about that the other day.
My grandma used to help me do that.
I know how to do it.
She used to hot comb my hair, and she used to literally use a butter knife. The butter knife with a fucking hot comb. It used to put curls on my hair. And I'm like, what the fuck is you doing?
The talent.
All you hear is clink, 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 clink. And then the curl just dropped down. I'm like, how the hell?
The talent. Wow.
Girl, bitch, I used to look. Opulence. Bitch, I used to look pissed. I used to look like Shirley Temple. Okay. I was so bad. Well, no, not even Shirley Temple. Like, I used to look like my name was Sister Gertrude. Like, I had a church usher.
Oh, they were bumped. The trauma.
It all kept bumped.
Anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much. Bye.